And there is the full-time whistle. It is all over. And for a seventh time, Niamh Connell are Donegal senior football champions on a final score of 116-18. An 8-point victory in the end for Niamh Connell. But it could have been greater. There could have been a lot more in this. But Niamh Connell made a huge, huge statement, Brendan Kilcoyne, early in this game, and we've seen what they were going to bring to this tie, and deserving winners.
Yeah, they brought huge fire right from the outset, from Ethan O'Donnell winning the throw, and really up to the last play of the game. It epitomises what Niamh Connell are about. Guy Doerr had the ball at the end of the day, and there was Niamh Connell, despite being, what, 8-9 points ahead, still putting the tackles in, getting the blocks in, forcing them to come back out with the ball. So it's been all over the field, and as I say, there are too many Niamh Connell players to mention, because they've been superb everywhere, so they have. So I think you have to give great credit to Martin Regan and his management team. They had them well primed for today. There was a lot of talk about, you know, what could Guy Doerr bring to the final. You know, Niamh Connell probably didn't get the credit they deserve for winning last year's county final, Loisin, and today they've certainly brought it, and this proved that they're far and away the best team in the county. They've put back-to-back titles again, so they have. They were just sublime all over the pitch today. Some of the corners to kick, particularly early in the game. Yeah, they lost it a couple of times, particularly early in the game. They were fantastic, so they were kick scores all over the field. So many different scorers. But again, you know, they still had their defensive structure in play. They made it really difficult for Guy Doerr. Okay, they conceded that goal late on, but you have to give great credit to Niamh Connell, the Niamh Connell club, Niamh Connell management, supporters and players. They've been brilliant, so they have today, deserving county champions. No one can dispute that.
Martin, their intent of winning this game was very much evident from the outset, and they were brilliant today in taking the victory. And it's a big statement by the Glenties Finn Town side once again.
They were favourites going into it, and we look at it, people talk about a big four in Donegal, and talk about that there. They beat Kilcare in the quarter final. In the semi-final they beat St. Eunice, and today they beat Guy Doerr. So they've beaten three. We talk about Donegal getting a hard draw in the championship. They got tough when you look at the running. They've done it, and you know, great credit to them, great credit to the whole club, Niamh Connell club, and to every Martin Regan and his whole backroom team. I just want to say congratulations to them, credit in the way they played football today, and they showed today that they'll change their style to suit teams they play against, and that's what they'll do. You know, you don't know, they're not just a team that play the one system and the one every day they go out. They do change it, you know. I mean, even against Kilcare, they got the four goals and in the second half, came out there and changed it and got the goals. Today they changed it from day one, and I thought they were all around brilliant performance. You could name everybody in the team that scored, but I mean, all the players that played so well today. But you look at it, that as I said, I thought Kieran Thompson was exceptional, and I think that Jim McGuinness will definitely have to look at him, and probably will look at him in the middle of the field, because I know he's been played sometimes right half forward, centre. I think midfield is his best position. I think looking at that performance of him today, the way he got forward, kicked the point of his right foot and two of his left, the way he played and controlled the game when it mattered, you know. And he talked about Ethan O'Donnell, and as I said, hopefully the rumours are not true about him and everything else that he's going away, but he's had a fabulous game. I mean, we can go through them all the way they are. And Oran Doherty, the point of his left foot early on was a brilliant score. So just everything about them, they're the quality, they play for each other, they do the simple things, they're a team together. You know, as we said, Leo, you know, people might say, oh, Liam McLooney had a massive game today, he had a big shift because he'd done the shift where it mattered. He didn't need to go forward and go forward. That's the difference in these players, the way they play. And it's great for the likes of the older fellas, you know, for the Brendan McDyers, you know, them Anthony Thompsons, these players, Marty Boyle, Owen Wade, you know, Dermot Malloy, who didn't get on today, and these players, especially the older players, and they keep going, and they'll keep going, and they'll keep coming back next year again. And look, we wish them best of luck. I know Gowna have hammered Kingscourt and Cavan, so be looking forward to that game, Oisín, in a big game. And you know, this Niamh Connell team, people are talking about Glenn being favourites for in Kilcoo and everything else. Don't write off this Niamh Connell team with the experience they have and everything else. It'll take a very good team to beat them on any given day, Oisín.
Thanks to Martin McHugh. We'll get more from Martin shortly. Just Brendan, listen, this is a big one for them today. They notched up 116, and I suppose at times when you go to Ulster, you need to be notching up big scores, because it's a different playing field there, sort of.
It totally is, yeah. They saw today, and Martin spoke about it before the game, that they can play it a different way, and today they showed it. They set their stall out from the very start, as I said, from the very first plays in the game. They showed them that they were meant business, pushed right up on Guy Doerr, made it difficult for Guy Doerr to come out, put the high rep at Roberts Kishka out under pressure. So they're going to be going into an Ulster club championship with a great focus, with a lot of confidence. They know they can change their style up, they know that they've quality players, their fitness levels are at an extraordinary level, so they are. So listen, looking forward to seeing them play in Ulster. They really should be giving it a good shot, and they should be thinking that way. I'm sure they'll enjoy the celebrations over in Glenties and Fintown tonight, but they just totally deserving winners.